The short is, I once was quoted, and I will take credit for the statement, that adding social features to a catalog is like staple gunning a satellite dish to a donkey. Which, you can do it, but why? Think about an iOS for a minute. The fundamental purpose that we built in iOS, and this is, goes back to the card catalog before it, the whole notion of a catalog, was an inventory system. Right? It's us to know and find something. It's an inventory. Now, just about every other major industry around the world has inventory systems. So, for example, if you go shopping for shoes and you say, oh, I love these shoes, do you have them in a size 9? That's when the clerk walks away from you, hides behind this little terminal that's usually glowing black with orange letters on it, and says, yes, at our Fayetteville store, etc. They don't turn around this ugly display and say, here, you find out if we've got it anywhere else. But as libraries, that's exactly what we do. We take an inventory system that is built for our use and our control, and we hand it over and wonder, why do members find this confusing? Because we built it for us, and we're weird. I mean, no one is born speaking Dewey. That is a dysfunction that we ingrain in people later. So the short answer is, I'm not sure the place to start is the catalog. The discovery systems are a nice step forward, but really, even then, what they're doing is they're trying to help you search, not keep track of. As you said, as I said, building a space around themselves. So I think this is a lot of a software issue. We can build systems. I have ideas of what they look like. Other people have ideas. We're starting to add features within catalog systems that can do things like remember your checkout lists. But it's going to fundamentally change how we think about our members. For example, if you build anything around you, even if it's a simple thing like, did I check this book out 2 years ago? That means you have to keep a record of that members' activities for over a year. That's a fundamental change for us because we like to think that privacy trumps that feature. But what we know is when you look at a community, communities don't simply, yes, there are parts of our communities that simply give away our information not realizing that it's a value or caring. But there's lots of value to show that people very intelligently make decisions about when they're willing to give away their information for features. There are a lot of people who use Facebook who know exactly why that Facebook is profiting on our use, but we're willing to give them that currency because we get some value out of it. We need to stop thinking about the idea of making decisions for our communities and have conversations with our communities about privacy, about building, about technology, about intellectual freedom and safety, where we can then take their information and utilize it to build these systems. I think that what a future system looks like is more like a academic management system, like Blackboard, though not Blackboard, long word there. But the idea that it's a learning management system much more than it's a cataloging and inventory system. That when you want to sign in for all these MOOCs, for example. MOOCs are fabulous not only for other academic librarians, for public librarians, and for school librarians, where they can have people take classes. But the idea is once they take the class, how can we preserve what they learn and what they build and what they, how can we build those repositories of what people know about and give them secure access to it? So it's going to take, I think, rather than evolving a lot of our current systems, building new systems. Like I said, instead of talking about the next generation of catalogs, I think we should make this the last generation of catalogs and start with new systems around personal learning management systems and personal learning networks that we're providing to folks.